Stanley Roy Archer is a storyteller with a passion to serve. He lives by the famous quote on former President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." Max Roy, or Uncle Roy, as he is affectionately called, was born in the parish of St. Anne and was raised in Jeffreytown, St. Mary. As a young lad, he learnt and worked in the building trade. He migrated to the United Kingdom in 1954 as part of the Windrush generation. At age 24, Gunner Stanley Roy Archer was the oldest recruit in the 25th Field Regiment Royal Artillery. At the end of the training, he was sent on active duty to Cyprus, where a civil war was raging between Greek and Turkish Cypriots. He was one of two black men in his battalion and the only one in his group. In Cyprus, he was assigned to drive the doctor to battery units to give medical attention to those in need.
It teaches me quite a lot of things. You know, to talk to people, how to treat people, how to give a command. You have to learn to take orders.
He returned to Jamaica in 1989 after Hurricane Gilbert totally destroyed the farms in Jeffreytown.
When I came back, there was nothing here. In farming, everything down, the coconut died out, no boiling house, no cane, banana gone.
Mas Roy recalls that when he came back to Jamaica, he had every intention to return to England, but he decided to stay and help rebuild his community. One of his first tasks was to ensure that there was piped water in Jeffreytown and its environs. He lobbied for support from the political representatives and was able to obtain 3 miles of 4-inch pipes for the community. With assistance from the National Water Commission in WC, farmers and members of the community volunteered their services to lay the pipes, which are today still providing piped water for the community. Mr. Archer says after hearing several complaints from farmers who were frustrated at not being able to find markets for their produce and livestock, he formed the Jeffreytown Farmers Association on his veranda.
I went as far as St. Elizabeth, and I think I bought about 20 head heads of milking cow. Who could raise cow? They get the money to plant banana, planting, gasheen. Different activities. It's just mushroom, keep going. I was at my yard, most of the meeting kept till we move into our own premises.
Mas Roy also initiated dairy milk production in the community to supply Nestle Limited. He also started a goat-rearing project by crossbreeding South African goats with local ones. In 2014, the association was awarded the Equator Prize for their work to protect environmental resources, sustainably manage natural ecosystems, address climate change, and innovate new solutions to issues on food security, land management, and water conservation. Mas Roy's contribution to the development of Jeffreytown is not only limited to farming and water access. Over the years, he has helped bring in several medical teams from overseas to offer free medical checkups and coordinated the official groundbreaking for the Jeffreytown Health Center. Schools and children of farmers also benefited from his philanthropic work through the donation of computers and computer desks. In 2006, he started the annual Jeffreytown Breadfruit Festival and was instrumental in the startup of the Multimedia Center funded by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. Mas Roy was also involved in the initial planning for the Jeffreytown community radio station Jet FM 88.9. Stanley Roy Archer is the recipient of the 2018 Prime Minister's Jamaica 55 Commemorative Medal of Appreciation for service to agriculture and community development.
I cut down on the farming and the activities on the land, you see. You have to be more educated and scientific and technical for the things that we do now. We don't expect to have any reward more than it benefits the community and young people.
29 years later, the Jeffreytown Farmers Association is one of Jamaica's most successful farmers associations, recognized by the United Nations Development Program.
No, make nobody come and pick off the flesh and leave bone that everybody turn away. You have to contribute what you can contribute, and that is how we survive.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.